her away.
Aaron, can you talk about the adjustment just to the offense has had to make this year without having Ryan there? How different it's been for you this year?
Well, it's been a combination of a number of different guys that have had to step up and try to fill that void. You know, unfortunately for Ryan, I think he got more respect in not playing this season than from the efforts he put in the last couple of years. He's been a big part of our offense and a great leader in the locker room. And he was definitely missed this year, his presence and his ability. But we had different guys step up, John Kuhn, Brandon Jackson, James Starks recently, Dimitri Nance, different guys who've had to fill that void. And, you know, we obviously miss Ryan, but those guys have stepped up and done a pretty good job for us.
Andy Reid said today that Dimitri Patterson is going to start at right cornerback. A lot of teams have, a lot of quarterbacks have focused their attention that way, especially with Asante Samuel on the other side. Is it simple as saying that you'll kind of do the same thing, Aaron?
Well, I'm gonna look for whoever's open and throw it to the open guy. It's kind of how I like to play and go through my progressions. They got a very solid defense. They've played very well this season as a unit, and you know, I'm going to go through my progression and hopefully make the right decisions.
So it'll probably be Patterson, because they're usually open when.
Aaron, in general, do you, you know, as a top-flight quarterback, do you ever let the reputation of another cornerback kind of influence where you go with ball?
Well, again, I go through my progressions. I have a lot of respect for that defense. I'm guessing you're talking about Asante. He's had you know, a great career. Another very, very solid season this year with 7 interceptions. He's a guy you got to be aware of. But you know, I'm going to go through my progression and make the appropriate read and hopefully put it in a spot where only our guy can get it.
The numbers speak to you being very successful against the blitz. What is it about when the opposing team is bringing pressure that you like and allows you to thrive?
Well, I think, you know, we do a pretty good job protection-wise. It starts with Scott Wells, who's my right-hand man in the protection schemes, you know, getting us in a good situation with his call and me potentially adjusting whatever call he makes, and having, you know, two guys, a guard who've played together for, you know, a good amount of time who can make sure we're all on the same page. I think the biggest difference between this year and last year is we've had pretty good continuity up front with the, you know, not missing a ton of games with our starters. Obviously losing Mark Tauscher was tough, but Brian Bulaga stepped up and played pretty well in his absence. And just the fact that we haven't had to make wholesale changes on the offensive line has allowed us to do a better job in protection. And if those guys give me a little bit of time, you know, we feel like, you know, we got some playmakers. It's just a matter of me getting the ball to them in a position where they can make some yards after the catch.
How much do you look at that week one tape when you're preparing for this game?
Well, I think you definitely need to look at it. But these are two different teams. We have a lot of different guys playing now who were playing in that game, and they've made some changes as well. So, and had injuries both sides of the ball, obviously. But I think it's definitely beneficial. But, you know, you got to look at the season as a whole and the kind of direction that they've gone on defense.
Have you noticed that the Eagles do anything differently defensively since week one?
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody, you know, if you look at just from a statistical standpoint, kind of what we were thinking going into week one and now kind of how they measure up after 16 games, there's definitely some differences.
You run the ball fairly well when you have to. Is that something that's always been a part of your game? Has that evolved over years?
Well, I think it's definitely something that I feel like adds to the offense, my ability to extend the play. I like to be a pass-first guy outside the pocket, but at times it's been a necessity to make some yards with my legs, and I've always felt like that's been, you know, maybe an underrated part of my game, even in college when I was coming out. So it's just something I add to the offense, and hopefully slide if I get the opportunity.
Did you watch Mike Vick much then, I guess, when you were younger, obviously him being the prototype of a quarterback who can run and throw?
Oh yeah. I was definitely a fan, and had a real good conversation with him on the field actually in week one, where I, you know, wished him luck and was looking forward to watching him again at some point. Didn't know when that would be, but it happened to be that day. Thankfully, we were able to escape with a win in week one. But he's had a great season. It's fun to watch. You know, he's a guy who paid his debt to society, and he's been given an opportunity and made the most of it. And I'm very happy as a colleague of his, just to see how well he's played, and you know, and it's fun to watch.
How much does his name buzz around that locker room? I mean, I guess it would be natural. Just, you know, everybody sort of tends to gravitate towards his play. I would imagine it'd be no different with the opponent.
Well, I think in general, when you're going through the season, we're all, you know, we're all fans of the game as well. So you pay attention to other players in the league, and it's been fun watching Michael this year. He's had a great season and makes a ton of plays. And obviously playing the NFC East this season, as the North did, you know, saw a lot of film on him as we're studying the Giants and the Cowboys and the Redskins. And, you know, he made some big-time plays for him.
Aaron, you always have to deal with noise on the road. Is Philadelphia noisier than most?
Oh, definitely is. It's a noisy place. I think the fans really understand when to cheer up there. They're very, very educated fans, and they know how to get loud when they need to be. But we, you know, we do play in some loud environments. You know, Minnesota, I think, is as loud as you're going to see in the league. And it's, you know, anytime you go on the road, it's always something you got to be aware of and find ways to still be effective despite the noise.
How much does that disrupt your snap count in that? Can you talk about that, Aaron? I mean, that's obviously one big component of your game.
Yeah, I mean, it's something we work on in practice, and every team does, bumping noise in their own practices, and it's something that I think you learn to deal with, and hopefully we'll be able to make that a non-factor. But it's obviously going to be something that we're going to deal with.
Aaron, do you at all prepare for the eventuality of overtime and a new rule this year?
Well, we talked about it in our team meeting today. It's obviously something that I think guys are aware of and understand the change. But we hope it doesn't have to go to overtime.
Aaron, you've been to the playoffs now, and you get the win. Do you feel like now you kind of know how to win in the playoffs?
Excuse me, can you ask your question again?
You've been to the playoffs, but you've get the win there. Do you feel like you know, having been there, you now know what it takes to win in the playoffs?
I have a better idea. I don't think I can say I know what it takes to win because we haven't won yet. Personally, I haven't been a part of a win yet where I've been the starter. But I know that it does take consistency for 60 minutes. I think that's the biggest thing that didn't happen. In last year, we turned the ball over and, spotted them 17 points, made a great comeback. But, it hurt giving them 17 points early.
What would it mean to you personally to get that first win?
It'd just be the next step.
Aaron, does the Eagles' defense present anything in particular that maybe some other teams that you face don't?
They got a great scheme. They're very well coached. They have very good players, and they play their scheme well. You know, they have a lot of guys who've been in that system for a good amount of time, and they know how to. How to run that system and how to make things difficult on opposing offenses. So it's a very talented group and one that is going to be a big challenge for us.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.